literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on wherever you're listening to. Jesus and I, all the way from Los Angeles, from thisfunctional.com. We're going to talk about The Strain. Of course, you just heard the little intro right there. And we're finally catching up, slowly but surely. This episode we're going to be talking about aired on the 9th of August. Quick and painless. Jesus, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Now, I know you're trying to be quiet because this people that are tuning in and listening to this, this is actually like late Saturday, early Sunday morning, like around almost 4 o'clock my time. It's still early over there in L.A.
Almost 2 a.m.
Almost 2 a.m. But see, that's what we do for The Strain. That's how, we're soldiers.
Yeah, we need to do this.
Yes,
we need to catch up.
We need to catch up because tonight – we got The Strain and the premiere episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth. So let's talk about The Strain. I got my notes here. I got,
before we start this episode, I think we need to say something about the last episode.
Uh-oh. What?
We forgot one major part.
Which one?
Fett gets arrested.
Oh, we did say that. We didn't. Yeah. I mean, I guess that was... I mean, I had it in my notes, but yeah. I mean, I guess...
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned that he had the explosives, but we didn't mention the fact that he got arrested.
Oh, the explosive when he was in the van and he got his...
Yeah.
When he got sucky-sucky?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the explosion from when he blew the subway?
The tunnel.
Yeah, I'm talking about the truck with Dutch.
Oh.
That explosion.
No, not that explosion.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going with that. Okay. Either way, he's been arrested. And we didn't talk about it last podcast.
Yeah.
So let's kick off this one. I have my notes here. Personally, me, I liked the beginning of this episode just for the fact that I got to see my spider vamps. And in this episode, we really see the speed of these little bastards. These little suckers. Yeah. They're doing like backflips off the walls.
Yeah, we also see the incompetence of the police that are trying to handle the situation.
Yeah. I don't think they're, like, really that good. I mean, you know, you have the main cop, mm-hmm. and he seems pretty badass. But yeah. It seems to me like some of these people, they have, like, they don't really have that much experience as being cops. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Was it just me, or do they look so young?
They do. They're all young. And that's why I'm wondering if... they are just kind of like, you, come with me.
It seems like it.
Yeah. They didn't, yeah. Those little vamps were kicking the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And I love
it. And we see a couple of people get bit.
Yes, including the councilwoman's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him down like you would an old dog.
Kind of, yeah. They just pumped him full of morphine.
Oh, I thought but they killed him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you see, like, Nora's face during that whole thing? She's like, like, she knew him. It's like, Nora, get your balls back.
Like, yeah, she really needs to step up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, because really, I mean, she was acting like, oh, my God, this is so bad. But you just, like, you and F just experimented on an old couple.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hesitate. You're shooting people. I don't know. Nora just needs to step up. I think F brings Nora down.
Kinda.
She's not a good influence. Let's see here. Oh, I have my notes here. WTF? What was F telling his son that about his magical thinking?
I was so confused by that.
He was like, Zach, do you know what magical thinking is? I'm like, really? Like, he's like 2 years old. Are you really talking to this kid this way? Yeah. I was like, come on, F. He's just not a good parent.
He's not, and he bugs me this whole episode.
Yeah, I think Zach's better off with Mamba Vampire.
Yeah.
At this point. Whatchamacallit, F is not doing that great. I did like the part when they finally take Fett out of jail, and Dutch and Super Cop, I call him Super Cop,
yeah.
They go into the apartment building and start cleaning up the vamps. That was cool. I like the vamps in the elevator, in the hallway, anything with the vamps. attacking. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and the way Fett found that vampire in the wall, that was
oh great. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. I first thought that was one of my little spider vamps, but this was actually a freaking full sized adult vamp in the walls. So I was a little worried though when he sticks his eye through the hole. I was like, Fett, get back, get back. Let Dutch do that. That's Dutch's job, not yours. And then probably the big moments at the end of this episode, F runs into his old boss, Barnes, on the subway. Now, question for you and strain addicts out there. So he runs into him, and then he starts telling him, and then Barnes is like, this is good that you're going to do this. Keep up the good work. You can trust me. Do you... And then all of a sudden, F just smacks the crap out of him and knocks him out on the ground. Do you really think that he was going to let F go?
No.
See, I think he was in the beginning. And then when they fought, that's when he was like, you're an idiot. You're not going to do this now. I'm going to go get the cops.
No, he's working with...
Oh, I know he is. But, I don't know. I had faith in Barnes, I guess.
Yeah. I did like the fact that they incorporated F going bald.
Yes, finally.
Because we know why he went bald, right? Do you know why he went bald?
Why did he go bald?
Because he's from the Wasp in...
Oh, yeah, in Ant-Man. Yeah. So he's naturally bald.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was because I think in the first episode, we already knew the actor, and I was like, man, that's a bad wig job. Just go ahead and... He should have came in bald. But I agree with you. Finally.
Yeah, I like that... I think it's a better look for him.
Yeah, definitely. He still looks like a douche. A bigger douche. And then he kills Barnes.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing, I think.
Right? He's going to be wanted. Well, yeah. I mean, they don't know yet. They don't know it's him yet.
Yeah.
But still.
But he was doing all this to try to keep low profile. You know?
I'm telling you. He starts drinking. F is just an idiot, man. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen with that. I'm curious to see if they're gonna find out that Barnes his death is related to what's his face, to F, which is gonna be a bigger problem. Then we see billionaire Palmer going out with his assistant, and the Cardinal shows up at the table and says, a certain item might be resurfacing. Do you think that's the book?
The book. It's the book. I think it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's obvious that earlier Abraham goes to the drug dealer dude to find the same book, and this is what I'm wondering, because the brother man, the drug dealer, gun art dealer, whatever you want to call him, says I think I know a dude that knows a dude. Do you think that he's going to get his hands on the book before the Cardinal does? Or do you think the Cardinal? What do you think?
It'd be interesting to see Abraham and the Cardinal go at it.
See, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if someone else is going to get it, and then the Cardinal thought he was going to get it, and then I don't know. I think it's going to be a big tug of war between that book between them two.
Mm-hmm. And now I think Dr. Evil is kind of also in the mix with the book.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, and after everything, like, how is the book going to play into all this?
I don't know. I don't even know what this stupid book does.
It's supposed to give him the secret to how to kill the master.
Yeah, but that can't be the only thing out of this book.
It can't.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, the history, and I think it's got, like, everything in there. I think it's just a history, and then, you know, how to kill him included.
That'd be cool,
you know, because it just seems like I don't know. I'm curious to see what's gonna happen. I mean, this book's I've got my fingers crossed that the drug dealer's gonna get his hands on it first, so we'll see. And then at the end of this episode, I was really excited because I didn't expect this, when this plane lands and it's a super blade vamp, the one that trained all the other ones. He's arrived, new sheriff's in town. He seems pretty badass.
He does. He looks different.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of... I'm guessing he's going to have powers kind of like the spider vamps.
He's going to need something.
Yeah.
Because he's got to take on all those vamps and the master. And you know, and it's obvious. Well, I think that's in the next episode, right? Yeah, I think it is because we just meet him yet. And I don't want to cross over just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this guy here, I'm glad because you know, last podcast we did, we were both upset that the way Vaughn and his crew went out pretty fast, cheesy. So it's good to see that we got a stronger, more powerful Blade Vamp, and he seems like he doesn't give a crap.
Yeah, and we know he has some kind of political power because he was able to go in there with like nothing.
Yep. I'm excited. I'm excited for that guy.
Let's see what he has to do.
Yep. Did I leave anything out? Anything else? Anything else that you liked?
What's his name? The new character guy.
Reggie?
Yeah, not Reggie. Reggie's a brother.
Yeah.
He...
What do you mean brother like as in black dude or brother as in the firefighter?
No, the firefighter.
No, Reggie is... Reggie's Reggie. Our Reggie.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in this episode, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Reggie comes in... yeah, Reggie does...
He meets up with Abraham.
Yeah, kind of pops up.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting him to come in so early.
Why not?
Because I thought he would take a little bit longer to realize that he needs to go up against...
Palmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does come in quick because he does go out fast.
Oh.
Oh, Reggie, Reggie, Reggie. And I guess we'll talk about Reggie in the next... next podcast.
Yeah.
So scale to 1 to 10, what would you give this episode?
I'm giving it a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so high?
There wasn't much I didn't like about it other than Zach and F.
Yeah, Zach's still shit. Because even fucking, was it this episode that? No, I think it was the last one. That's the next one. Yeah, I think I had highlighted in Zach. More notes. But yeah, a 9. I'm looking at my highlights. Spider Vamps, I got to see a little bit of that. That was cool. And then I got to see some fighting. I'd probably say an 8.
An 8
for
not
me.
Bad.
Not bad. It was high up there, but not that high. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it for this this recap show. So everybody that tuned in, thank you very much. And then have been sharing and tweeting and favoriting. Don't forget Strain Addicts. If you're a fan of the Strain, Strain Addicts can be found on Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter. And there's a group that you can join. It's like a secret society, like the ancients. You can join it, and everybody shares stuff on the Strain, and they talk Strain and all that good stuff. Normally, I go on the Facebook page, and I talk about stuff, but since we're behind, it would be pointless. Plus, yeah, it would just be pointless. So, I'm going to include in some of their comments soon. Jesus, let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, and my blog dysfunctional.com.
Sweet. And as for me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and Facebook is iwatchmike. That is it for this episode. Coming up in just a few, we're going to be talking the newest episode. That way we can prepare for tonight's episode. I know there's a lot of episodes, people. Just bear with me. But we'll be back with more of The Strain.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain. Summer FX.